Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Viller on Monday, the 12th of December, recording at 9:04 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mixed. The ASEAN sector doing best, China and India doing worst. That was a 33-month low for the China A shares. In Europe, we also had a weak day with declines of over 3% for the Euro stocks 50, the DAX, the IBEX, that's Spain, and also Italy recording those big declines. Switzerland had a lesser decline, but the whole all of Europe was down. Now, in the Americas, Mexico scored a positive gain of 1.6%, but the others were down, although the U.S. pared its decline towards the close. The Dow was down, for instance, 230 points at one stage. It looks like it's closed at 163. So that's 1.34%, about 1.5% for the S&P. Elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices were steady against that background. And we also had a very strong dollar. Currently, it's 79.5 on the U.S. dollar index, and we've seen the Australian dollar slip back down. We had gold fall over $50. It's currently at $16.65 and change. That's down over nearly $46. Down 29 on platinum, 1886. Palladium, a similar decline, bigger in percentage terms. Silver off the lows, but still down 88 cents at 31.37. Now, the industrial metals were all lower. So it's pretty much a bloodbath in commodities. I think about the only exception, we had white sugar, soybeans, and U.S. cocoa scored very modest gains, but everything else in the agricultural commodity sector was down. Crude oil down around $1.33 $1.33 currently on the WTI, and that's at 98.08. And the Brent was down to 107.44 when I looked a minute or two ago. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, it's pretty obvious we're still getting more deleveraging. And that means that the only things going up, well, there are a few things going up, but the US dollar is certainly going up when we get these deleveraging days. And albeit within large ranges for the most part, but that's the standout currency at the moment. We also have the bond futures, the government bond futures, that are regarded as, I think the quip, the least dirty shirt, was one description, but that would be bunds. And that would also be the U.S. Treasuries. But Australian bonds, again, they're very strong. There's Australian bond futures testing their highs here right now. So they're still going in for the long-dated, the preferred long-dated government bond markets. In Europe, there were some number of auctions today, and the yields were not much changed on Friday, so that wasn't too bad. They got those off successfully. Now, stock markets, really, they had run up from the late November lows. in anticipation of this big conflab on Friday in Europe, but it seems like there's a big conflab just about every day in Europe. Now they're giving up some of that ground, and those late November lows are not without significance technically on the major stock market indices. The more important lows are the September and October lows, but it certainly looks as if these stock markets are going to have a look at those November lows, and if they are taken out, then confidence will deteriorate a little further. Conversely, it would require support being encountered above those late November lows, followed by moves above the very recent highs that we've seen this month to indicate that bulls were extending the overall recovery from the September-October lows. Overall, it's a tricky environment. Sentiment's diabolical. There's some pretty good valuations. I mentioned in terms of things going up, some of these autonomies. I didn't check it here today, but McDonald's hit a new high on Friday. Royal Dutch Shell B shares hit a new high on Friday. There are a number of the autonomies that are still very, very steady overall. And most of those have high yields. And that's really the inform sector that globally that we like very much. It'll be a test of nerves if we see a broader sell-off in stock markets overall. But look, near-term mix. But let's see how markets hold at those or how they fare in terms of those late November lows. And ranging markets, which we have overall, are notoriously difficult to forecast. But and it must be said that most of these ranging markets are still within overall downward trends. Now, what about precious metals? Well, the point is, when we hear all the good news about the investment demand for gold, and that is good news for long-term gold bulls, but investors can be a nervous lot, as you know, and if they're tempted to sell, whether to realize their profits or to cut losses on futures positions, which I did today, actually. I just saw this choppy action in here, and I thought, no, you know, this is feels too masochistic here. I must stand aside here. Enjoy the rest of the year in peace and quiet. So I did cut my precious metal trading positions in here today. And but the point I was trying to make is that if you have investors in charge of the gold market, as is very much the case, I would say, then gold is going to be susceptible to the ebbs and flows of investor sentiment. And right now, there has been a lot of deleveraging pressure. And then, of course, we have the firmer U.S. dollar, which is also a factor, not least in terms of the futures trades. Now, looking for silver linings in all this, well, maybe we'll get one from Europe. We certainly hope so, or I certainly hope so. But what we are definitely still getting is a reset in terms of commodity prices, a reset to the downside. That's essential to lower the inflationary pressures that were particularly prevalent in the growth economies, and that is taking place. We haven't seen crude oil come down as much as I would hope for, but I haven't given up hope on that. It's good to see the WTI back under 98, or back to $98, or back under $100, and you know, we've only got Well, Brent is back down, as I mentioned earlier, to 107, and that is still within a gradual downward channel overall, if you look at that on the charts. So it does seem to me that we're quite likely to see somewhat lower prices for most of these commodities. The ones that have moved down the most are the foods, and that has been a source, well, previously that was a source of inflation, again, particularly for the growth economies, and that has abated. So that's the silver lining here in all this. And also valuations in stock markets remain reasonably attractive. But is it a tricky environment, some of the leading autonomies aside? You bet it is. And on that note, all the best.